This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, more and more military bases are imposing travel restrictions amid rising cases of coronavirus. Census Bureau officials have a date with Congress to explain data anomalies in the 2020 count. And a major innovation to the government's payroll system looks ready for action. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The number of military bases without travel restrictions shrinks by 8% as the nation sees record numbers of coronavirus cases. About 20 installations reinstated restrictions, which reduce access to bases and keep service members who live on base from moving to other areas. In total, 47% of bases currently have restrictions. Last week, Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Huffman said he expected the number of bases adding sanctions to rise in the coming weeks due to the increased number of COVID cases. The Trump administration says it's about to appoint new members to the Defense Policy Board after firing most of the panel. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has the story.
Foreign Policy broke the news last week that the White House had abruptly ousted 11 of the 13 members of the Federal Advisory Committee. The reasons and timing still aren't clear. The board had been made up of numerous longtime foreign and defense policy experts. Among the ones dismissed were former Secretaries of State Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, former Deputy Defense Secretary Rudy De Leon, and retired Admiral Gary Ruffhead, a former Chief of Naval Operations. In a follow-up statement to news outlets, the Pentagon said new members of the board will be named soon. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
DOD is taking extra steps to inject artificial intelligence into everything it does. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
Over the past year and a half, the Pentagon's Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, or JAIC, has been embarking on projects to introduce the military to AI. Now the organization's director says the center will find ways to put AI in every aspect of the Defense Department. JAIC is creating teams that will embed with different DoD agencies and areas to teach AI or get nascent AI programs off the ground. The center also plans to have a common foundation to test new AI programs up and running by early 2021. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Census Bureau officials recently discovered data anomalies while processing the 2020 count, and this week they'll explain the impact of those anomalies before the House Oversight and Reform Committee. Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney announced the hearing over the weekend after the Bureau failed to turn over documents that lawmakers had requested. Top census officials told the committee they could not turn over the documents because of concerns about ongoing litigation. The Bureau has until December 31st to submit apportionment data, but officials say they won't meet that deadline if doing so would jeopardize data quality. The Pandemic Response Accountability Committee flags gaps in federal data sources that are critical for spending oversight. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
A report by the MITRE Corporation found 16 key concerns with the quality and accuracy of data available to the PRAC. The report, for example, found mismatched zip codes and awards data between USAspending.gov and the Small Business Administration. The report also found no award-level source of data on USAspending.gov estimated the number of jobs created or saved through stimulus funds. The report found these data gaps could impair the PRAC's ability to oversee all pandemic spending. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
In 5 months, the SAM.gov site will lose its beta designation. The General Services Administration plans to integrate the current functionalities of the old SAM.gov site into the new version and retire the beta term on April 26th. GSA says the core data and functionality of the systems aren't changing, but there will be a new look and feel for much of the functionality. The new designation also aligns with GSA's effort to modernize the integrated acquisition environment that includes more than six different systems. A busy border crossing with Canada is about to get a new face. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
A lot of new faces, including possibly yours. Customs and Border Protection introduces facial recognition technology for people walking across the Peace Bridge connecting Buffalo, New York and Erie, Ontario, Canada. The program is voluntary for U.S. citizens. Pictures are taken and compared with existing passport photos. CBP says the process takes only a few seconds, and photos are discarded within 12 hours. CBP has been rolling out facial recognition at ports and borders for several years now. I'm Tom Temin.
The new pay program delivers the first major innovation to the government-wide payroll shared services in almost 20 years. Here's Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
Just before the end of fiscal 2020, the new pay federal shared services effort delivered its first minimal viable product. In a new blog post, Amy Hazeltine, the director of the civilian HR transactions under the Quality Service Management Office, says the new capabilities can handle payroll operations for 87% to 89% of the federal workforce. The new pay team used mass data from GSA to test 12 pay plans, including the general schedule. The MVP can support the payroll needs of approximately 1.6 million federal civilian employees. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And despite a petition for reconsideration, the Federal Communications Commission affirms designating ZTE as a company posing a national security threat to the integrity of communications networks or the communication supply chain. The commission declared Huawei and ZTE threats to national security in late June. This decision prohibits the Universal Service Fund from being used for purchases of ZTE products and services. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.